Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about identifying where you need help right up front. Save yourself a lot of time, according to Jill anyway.
Yes.
Before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Luke asks, I've done some hiring in the past, mostly for paperwork people and salespeople.
Oh, no.
I know, in the brokerage business.
The dreaded hiring.
But it's really hard to find someone who can do both, especially on a budget.
Amen, bro.
I feel like it might be time to hire out more of the work in this business. Seems like it's sales time to hire in the land business. Someone who can answer email and phone 24/7 and keep track of it all for me. I'm thinking there's someone out there who can start before me and end after, ready, roaring, and eager to go. Positive go-getter and could get paid more than most for doing the job well, so they really have a hard time going anywhere else. I'm looking for someone local to cover the notary gap in my day-to-day deals too. Very good language skills as well as organized so much that I am put to shame. That's awesome. What would you suggest to do to hire out? Have you hired a person like this with success? Boy, I've got something to say to this one. Luke, you're going to have to go through 100 resumes to find one.
You just described my business and life partner.
Hey.
She runs circles around me.
Thank you.
And when she gets tired of it, I just step in. And then, you know, vice versa. So, I mean, to whoever on your staff matches these questions out of us, Land Academy or Land Investors, with the topics.
It's two people.
I mean, I know it's like, it sounds corny, but that's what Luke needs.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a perfect, I think, a perfect matchup for the topic today.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I wish there was a canned answer, like go to XYZ website.
Wouldn't it be great?
All the great people are there.
I know, or do a temp agency because that's the easiest. No, times have changed. It's really hard to find. And I have found that money doesn't necessarily solve it too. Because you think, all right, I'm going to pay, you know, I'm going to really pay for this person. That doesn't seem to make a difference.
That makes it worse.
Yeah.
Makes it worse.
Then it's almost, we've had worse results paying more. And it's really sad. But it's a tough one, Luke. And I feel your pain. But I will say this. I'm sure Jack was going to add this too. We're trying to solve these problems. Right now we are, you know, really heavily researching Jill Live, and we can take that phone stuff off your plate with a seasoned pro sitting in my office, basically. We've gone back and forth with how to make this happen, and we just decided that we're just going to do our own staff and I can manage them right there, you know. And then the other thing is with the Title Mine that Jack's launching, right? You know, it's in its beta testing now.
Title Mine will be launched in just a few days here.
Yeah, then they'll close the deals for you. That'll take a lot of that off.
Yeah, he's right though. You still need a person.
You need your own person, your right hand person.
So, like, do you hire two lower priced people, or three lower priced people?
And, I would.
And then do you hire one really good person who's killing it? You know, I don't.
I know what I do.
It's all personal preference, but I'll tell you this. Every time I sit down and start something new, business-wise, I start a new website or we go into a different type of real estate where we send mailers out, I sit down with a spreadsheet and I lay it all out. You know, this is kind of tying into the topic here.
Right.
And about 2 weeks or 3 weeks into it, I throw it all away because I was wrong.
Right.
Like buying cheap real estate is maybe the easiest. If you listen to this show regularly and you're a member, you know this now. Sending mailers out and getting a fantastic response where you're just shaking your head, you can't believe.
I know.
I had a member call me. They were buying an oceanfront property in Hawaii for $10,000. He said it's worth $500.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we're closing it at Title Mind for them. So I thought that was going to be the hard part. The hard part is staff.
It's true.
That is the biggest issue. I mean, we're very, very lucky. We have some fantastic people with us now, but
it took a long time to find them.
What did you say at the beginning?
I brought one from across the country.
11 to 1. You think?
Oh, 100 to 1. 100 resumes
for every one person
to end up with one.
And then probably about 10 to 1 where they really work out, and then they work with you for a long time.
Maybe. Yeah, that's probably about right. Yeah, 100 resumes to get them in the door that they pass your test, and then 10 to 1 that they stick.
That's about right.
I think that's true.
I fired
and
a whole office full of people once.
And then of those 100 resumes, you're going to phone screen 25 of them. You're going to meet with 10 of them, and you're going to hire one. So I plan a month. A full month to hire an employee, because that's really how long the whole thing takes. And then the other thing I was going to say to help Luke with this, it's too bad, but it's too hard. It's hard to hire. I'm not available, first of all. and I would love to repeat. I'd like to find me, but I can't find me. But I can find two people that can match up to me.
Sort of.
So I would do that, Luke.
They can approach that.
You could get two people or three people and give them specific tasks, and you will be much happier. And don't overpay, because it's not worth it. It won't pay off.
I just read an article. There's a company, a .com startup that got funded, externally funded, with equity. And the CEO is known for this. He said, you know how you have children and you don't really ever fire your children? Some of them are good, some of them aren't. But you work with them. You never give up. So his whole mantra is, that's how we deal with our employees. Once you're hired here, no matter what your issues are, we will get you educated. We will never let you go.
It's ridiculous.
It's the stupidest thing I have ever heard in my life.
Mm-mm.
So now,
for the record, we have fired kids.
I think that it's funny. It's just removing accountability.
Yeah.
Oh no,
yeah.
No. You take your time with that project. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. You need another week.
We had a Friday deadline, but it's okay.
Is it too hard?
You're fine.
Could you imagine? Oh my gosh.
All that stuff you told us on your resume and in the interview. Oh, yeah. That's not true? You lied through. Well, let's work with you. Yeah, let's get you educated.
You know what? It's my fault for not following through and making sure that you really know how to type and you really understand that stuff.
Oh, you really are a licensed real estate agent? That's okay.
Don't worry about it.
We can forgive that.
Oh my gosh.
Jill, you're the right partner for me.
Funny. You know, this is a good conversation. I was going to add one more thing is, you can tell too, our staff, it doesn't take them long at all to spot how you and I manage differently. And because, you know, we have our offices in different locations, there are some staff members that really are better in different locations. You know, it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Just because of the mindset in the different environments. Your environment is very different than my environment. And it's funny. And you were teasing me, though, I got to say, the other day. You were teasing me because my environment, my way of managing, was quickly resembling your way of managing the other day.
Yeah, Jill's.
I was getting
frustrated.
Oh, tell me. Okay, share that.
You know, usually I'm the heavy. Let's just be honest about it. Usually I'm the one where some stuff's going sideways and I get a hold of it. And that's not good for everybody.
Yeah, no one wants Jill's, Jack to call.
Recently, you know what Jill said to me like yesterday? It's been 2 years since we started Land Academy and I've had it.
Huh?
You know, our numbers are fantastic. You know, she's getting a serious taste of the land companies always do well.
Oh, yeah.
The house companies always do well. It's like a machine. But these Land Academy based companies, Land Investor based, like Parcel Fact and Landpin and all that, that's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot more work than I thought it would be.
Because
stuff changes all the time. So Jill's just kind of had it. You know, she's had no patience for anything anymore.
Yeah.
It takes all the pressure off of me. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm like, we're not going to, you know what I mean.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, identify where you need help right up front. Don't kid yourself.
Yeah.
Look straight in the mirror and say, hey, I'm great at this and I'm not so good at this. And then get the help you need. This is the meat of the show.
You know exactly what you're good at and not good at. Let's be honest. You might be embarrassed to say it.
Let's start with you.
Oh, what am I good at? I'm good at talking with people.
Yes, you are.
I'm good at selling. Am I good at manipulating data? No. Do I do any spreadsheet as fast as Jack? No. Does Jack get frustrated standing over my shoulder watching me do stuff all the time?
Different office zip code. Different Woo! Zip coded office.
Oh, it's hilarious. This should be faster. This should be faster. Like, hang on.
No.
Just kidding. But no, okay, so...
Here's the secret sauce to Jill, listeners.
You know better, too.
When Jill goes into anything, whether it's socially or professionally... She has everybody's best interests in her heart. Like, so if she sells a piece of property to somebody, I've heard her do it. Mm-hmm. She will not sell it to the person if the person's sitting there on the fence or they're not sure if they're going to use it for an RV because we don't know yet. She won't. And that is the secret in her soul, in her blood.
Well,
and the same thing happens with our Land Academy employees and all of it. And I'm telling you right now, I'm not an ogre or anything. But that's not what drives me. And I really believe that's what drives you.
It's true. You know, I was interviewing for a sales position the other day, and I said, here's the deal. Your job is going to be like me, know everything inside and out, everything. And when someone calls, your job is just to find out where they are and if this is a good fit. And if it's not a good fit, then send them on their way. We don't want you to talk anybody in anything they don't want. That's it. That's fine. That's all. You know, and so thank you, Jack, for saying that. I like that. I also like a challenge. You know, when one of my favorite things to do, I know it's a little off topic, but this is a place that I'm good at. When you send me into a meeting, you say, we need to get this property for this, and we need to walk out with A, B, C, and D. I'm like, oh, game on. that's my challenge.
That's exactly right. Oh,
what else do you want me to get out of this deal? Okay, got it. But anyway, but I will make sure everybody's, you know, it's never totally crazy. I always want everybody to feel good about it, the transaction.
So here's what it takes to be successful. I'm going to list the attributes that I think, that I see that are in most successful members, the attributes that they have. And our listeners can say, you know, oh, that's me, that's me, that's me, and that's me. Or they can say, next, next podcast.
That's it.
Or you can correct me.
Right? Okay, all right, go ahead. So, this is a good game.
Notice how I avoided telling everybody what I'm good at and what I'm not good at.
Yeah, how did that happen? We'll come back to that.
If you have any type of analytical background, whether you're an analyst in any capacity or an engineer or accounting or a chemist where you're a linear thinker, if A happens, then B should happen. If half of A happens, then half of B should happen, and on and on and on. You can take that infinitely. That really helps.
Ding.
If you just don't give up. If you're the kind of person where you don't take stuff personally, you have a real bad day, nothing's going right, your numbers are awful. Let's say you get skunked on a mailer. It doesn't happen very often at all. Not skunked, but let's say you sent a mailer out or a campaign out, and it just didn't, you know, it yielded 2 properties instead of 20. Is that going to ruin your life? Are you going to blame somebody else? Are you going to look straight in the mirror and say, you know what? I probably should have priced it a little different. I'm not going to go to bed tonight. I priced it different. I'm going to go back to the status position. I'm going to reprice it and send it back out to a different acreage group or something like that.
Love it.
Then you're going to win. That's the kind of attitude you have. But if you have this, I just don't have time. You know, right. this life threw me a curveball.
Right.
This is not for you.
That's good. What else you got?
So, you know, I also think that if you hate people, you're not going to do well here. You can eventually outsource some stuff, or you can get a partner like I do, that like I have, that loves people and can take that off your plate. But in the beginning, it's just you in a dark room with the glow of a computer in your face. That's it.
A globe and a computer.
No,
and a flashlight.
A glow.
Oh, a glow of a computer. I thought you said a globe. Is that how you pick a county? You have a map of the United States and a dart in your hand.
a globe and a dart, a set of darts.
Oh my gosh. That's how I
Please don't
I
do that.
Shoot, I want to use that
one. That's
kind
of
funny. So how do you guys pick a county? Darts? Well, how do you pick a county?
You know, we should do. I'm going to get a
That's
map.
That's our new campaign.
We're map of the United
like a
States.
Photo of us. We're mailing here. We're standing.
I'm going to do a YouTube video. That's the video I'm going to do.
Okay.
Jill and I are about to launch like 2-minute videos on how to do specific stuff. That's going to be my first one. This is how you pick a county. And it's a video of me
throwing a dart. You
know, it's like Iowa or something.
That's perfect. That's so good. That's all right. So I want to gonna recap the points here because I want to circle back around. Why you need to know your strengths and your weaknesses ahead of time are really going to help you get ahead. You don't want to waste your time trying to do something you're not good at, or you know, and like Jack said, how do you get around this? Well, in the beginning, you're going to have to figure it out, and you know, and because you really want to get into here and know all parts of this, whatever it is you're doing. Maybe it's not even maybe you're not even doing what we do. Whatever it is, and then once you want to know how everything works, and then outsource the stuff you're not good at, what you don't like. Or like Chuck said too, like we do, get a partner, and that's even for us. That's the way to go, and I love it. When I say partner, I mean partner, man. I learned this from my brother a long time ago. It's always better in business like this to have your partner have real skin in the game, even if you have this is Jeff's example. His Jeff gave me an example of an ice cream shop, even if it's you know. An ice cream shop that you have a partner with. You don't want, if they don't have skin in the game, they're giving away free ice cream to their friends all day long. But if it's part of their profit too, they're going to think differently about it. And I know that might be a silly example.
No, it's a great example.
Okay, God, I can't see your face from here. Oh.
It's a great example.
So, okay.
I think it's just good to have someone to bounce stuff off of.
Yeah. That too.
Like, you know, am I crazy for this? The website's this shade of green. Is that nuts or you know, am I onto something here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, it's nuts.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, pink website's bad for this.
But it's breast cancer month. Isn't that okay?
Yeah, actually, now you made it okay.
Yay, thank you. I have a good partner. So I have a story. Okay, tell me your story, then I have a question for you.
Okay, deal. And then we have to end the show because we're going over.
Okay.
If you're still listening and you started, that's your problem.
That was she.
So Jill and I have a social life, believe it or not. And once in a while, someone puts us both in a corner and they say, wait a minute, you send offers out to everybody. And then we describe what we do. And they say, well, why are you telling me? And I said, well, it's not just for us. We have this thing called, Land Academy, Land Investors. You can go do it. And once in a great while, it escalates to the point where we say, you know what? You sound like, I don't do this anymore because the story doesn't end well, by the way.
Huh.
So we had a former neighbor. We've moved since then. I'm going to call her Angel.
I like it.
Angel's very successful insurance. She has a couple other companies. So we checked all the boxes. And we gave away the program and we said, you know what, if you have any help, let me know. And it ended in a fiery ball of tragedy. And here's why. She didn't have any skin in the game. She did not pay for anything. And she lied her ass off about what she was capable of. Oh, I can't say that on the show. Sorry. She lied her butt off about to herself and to us about whether or not she understood data and spreadsheets and all kinds of stuff. It turns out all she was a people person. That's it. Mm-hmm. And maybe half of what Jill is.
Thank you.
So it ended in, you know, why can't you guys do this for me? She just didn't have what it takes, I think, to be successful in anything, not just this.
Yeah.
So.
It was sad the way it ended.
What she should have done is said, I'm great with people, but the data piece, do you have a recommendation about who I can do this with from a data standpoint? because it baffles
forte.
Me.
Yeah, I don't understand.
A lot of people have a problem.
I don't understand data, which she really didn't.
A lot of people have a problem looking in the mirror and saying, I will never understand data or anything. Fill in the blank.
Right.
I will never understand women.
Yeah. All right, wait, okay. That was a good story.
So don't let that be you. That's my point.
I love it. Hey,
no matter who you are or what your talents are, outsource the other stuff and it's probably going to be okay.
Yeah. She didn't share that with us up front. Okay, so Jack, we're going to end on this. What are your strengths and weaknesses? What do you think yours are?
I have a lot of transaction experience that we never talk about. I can look at a piece of property in milliseconds, know whether or not we should buy it, how much we're going to sell it for. I have a knack, let's say, for like analyzing a market, like a real estate market, a little micro market, even block by block, if it's residential. And so I just know, you know, and that's hard to teach. The best way to do it is to start getting mail out and
feeling it, get the experience.
Yeah, and getting the experience and failing a few times.
Yeah.
So I'm really good at that, but that was developed over time. And I've always had a genuine interest in real estate since I was a little kid. I remember like it was yesterday going to look at a farm that my dad bought as an investment when I was really, really little, like, you know, and for some reason that just, I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
That you can buy all this land. You can buy it. My dad owns all this land.
Mm-hmm.
It was just amazing to me.
Every trip, I have to share this to you. This is true. You have been fascinated with it. Every trip that we take, for whatever reason, we might be traveling to a funeral, and you will plot in their time to look at property to and from the funeral.
I know. It's really true.
We'll be
even
like, hey,
in different countries.
Can we go this way home? Because I need to see this area.
You know what happens now?
Can we walk into the county over here? I need to get a map.
We plan time because Jill can only take so much of that. And any normal person can only take so much of
I get a spa day while you do some of the research.
And that's how it should be.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I have, I'll tell you, I have very little patience now. It wasn't like this when I was younger, but I have no patience anymore for people with BS. Like, you know, oh yeah, I can do that. I'm great at this. Let's do this. You know, I would love to get involved in it. And then you find out they have no idea what they're talking about and they have a bad attitude about it.
Yeah.
That's the salt in the wound. It's the attitude.
Yeah.
The entitlement attitude.
You're right. So identify where you need help up front and let it be known. It's not a bad thing. Just, hey, I'm not good at that, period.
I would much rather work with above or below with a partner who's got a great attitude and absolutely no knowledge and experience than the other way around.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's a whole show right there.
Just bring
a good attitude and we'll, you know, I have the experience and the money and all that stuff. Just bring a good attitude.
Love it.
I'm happy to share it. I can sit here and list a tremendous number of things that I'm not good at if you'd like.
It's okay. How about this? Join us in the next episode where we discuss buy and lease disasters.
And answer Brian E's question about not having clear access on roads to a property.
You are not alone in your real estate and hiring ambition.
Boy, we went over.
That I was going to say. You're having a good time.
Yeah, you know what it is?
I like this topic. You were saying that I wrote this topic and then you really like it.
I'm all hopped up on cold medicine, not thinking straight. Is it coming across that way?
Yeah, you know what? We should do this every day.
Why?
I like you jacked up a little bit loopy on stuff. loopy jack on meds is good.
Yeah.
Really good. Hey, you like our show? Please subscribe and rate us on iTunes or wherever you are listening.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.